Can't get enough Mummy Dearest? Double your content by subscribing to our Patreon. Subscriptions as low as $1 a month, because Zach and I are two cheap little hussies and we'll take what we can get. Now, on to the show. Welcome to the Mummy Dearest Podcast, a podcast where we used to talk about The Mummy, but now we talk about other movies too.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Mummy Dearest Podcast, where we unwrap pop culture from the 90s, 2000s, and today. I'm Zach Mellon.
I'm Sloan Steele.
I'm Zach Mellon, and I'm Sloan Steele. We're here to bring you movies at a really good deal.
I was trying to do more like a Tejano thing.
Well, that makes sense, because today we're doing Salinas.
Anything for Salinas.
This is the bumper of Salinas y los Dinos.
This is the bumper of Salinas y los Dinos.
The bumper.
Now, remember, I can do that because A, my family is Spanish, and B,
that's right,
my kid is half a Cubano.
I am a character
actor.
So,
mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything wrong. We could do accents.
I think we can do accents.
If the Italians haven't come for us yet.
I was like a show girl as a kid, and like my mom would make me put on like bits in front of people all the time. Like she'd be like, come on, show them the accent you do. And I would all of a sudden be doing a bit for multiple people.
I mean, who among us was not a child performer?
Yeah.
No wonder
millennials feel like they need to be on TikTok and Instagram and everything. It's like, millennials are like, no, I mean, I'm a performer. Our
parents literally shoved camcorders in our face and were like, do the thing.
Do that thing you do. Do the accent. Oh, he does this funny British accent.
I performed Santa Baby in front of my entire school in third grade, like in a boa.
Lingerie.
No, literally like in a boa. So I don't know what.
Why were we all wearing boas?
We were all wearing them. They were just
part of the boas and lays.
A lot of lays. If you think I don't still have boas and lays.
My mom
has never thrown it. Like my mom hasn't thrown a costume away in 40, like literally 40 years. Like there's a box of costumes where it's literally stuff from like the 80s, like a costume party she went to in the 80s. And guess what? We use it all.
No, same. My mom has like wigs and stuff that she, I don't know, picked up in her travels. And like, she thinks are just like funny wigs, and we just wore them like, and my mom would make us base costumes off of these wigs that she had purchased or masks that she had purchased throughout her life.
That's how you raise a normal child.
Yeah. No wonder, you just give them
a wig, throw them in a wig. Rex has a whole wig collection. They all have personalities. Wow. It's like Moira Rose.
Snatched wigs. Just a bunch of snatched wigs.
Listen, it's a wig reveal underneath a wig. It's very, we watch RuPaul. We study RuPaul. We watch Roxy Andrews. We want to learn the lore. And Rex is a showman. You know it.
Don't start singing Showman.
I wish you'd let me do Greatest Showman on this podcast. This morning, I was singing I Could Fall in Love to Rexy, and he goes, oh, stop. Your voice is so dramatic.
And well, it like, probably is. It, I mean, that's.
Well, Paul said Rexy was raised in the theater.
So. You're like,
come over. We do have to put a limit on how many like Como la Flores we do, but just because I don't want to have to edit that many in
or out.
That's true. It goes both ways. It does go both ways. All right. So, Selena.
We are doing Selena. It was released on March 21st, 1997.
That's Rex's birthday. Wait, what'd you say?
1997?
No, March 21st.
Imagine you had a child in 1997. You'd have been 11. Did you have your...
Yeah, I had my first bleed.
You had been bled.
I'd been bled. I had my bloodletting.
It was directed by Gregory Nava, who really didn't do much, but let me tell you, he didn't need to.
Yeah. Rest on your laurels, friend. Oh, this yeah. Is it.
Seriously. You're done. So Jennifer Lopez, I only did two ages because like no one else is like really well known. So Jennifer Lopez was 28 and John Cena, who's like really hot.
Is that the boyfriend?
Yeah, it's Chris.
Her dad is a very famous actor.
He is?
Yeah.
Okay, I know. Yeah, no, I know.
Do you not recognize him?
I don't.
Really?
Yeah, what else is he in?
Just give me a second. I could do it for you. Okay, well, that guy's not famous either.
I think he is. Maybe I was like thinking of John Cena.
Edward James Olmos is the daddy.
Okay.
Do you want me to tell you like what he's been in?
Yeah, because I didn't recognize anybody else.
Stand and Deliver. Go for Sisters. Hold on. He's been in things. The Road to El Dorado, West Wing, Touched by an Angel.
They're all one episode arcs.
What has he been in? He is famous.
I don't know. Listen, but I think the charm of this movie is that no one was that famous. And like, we all remember them and like, we'll never forget them.
Okay. Yeah. Oh my God, Zach, he is in a movie. You are about to fucking die. Are you ready for this?
What?
He's in a movie called Zoot Suit. And his character's name
is Brandon
El Pachucho.
No.
Yes.
Guys, if you're confused, we're referencing The Mask. Hey, Pachucho. Hey, one count of three.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, did you bite? No.
Are you bleeding in your mouth?
No. I'm feeling really nauseated.
If you throw up on...
And my boobs hurt.
What does that mean?
Usually that I'm pregnant.
Okay, that came up. That comes on too fast. That came on too fast.
Well, I just got nauseated out of nowhere. Okay.
Just take a deep breath.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You're not just, like, getting pregnant right now. Like, you're acting like you're just becoming pregnant this moment.
No, my boobs have been hurting for a while. And I just got really nauseated. Okay, well, we'll see what happens.
All right, well, you heard it here first, you guys. Oh, Britney Spears and Sloan.
Who's this? Okay, can we talk about Britney Spears for like one quick second?
Yeah, no, we should, yeah.
I don't trust that man she's with.
I at my core don't, but...
I want to.
They've been together for like a very long time.
I just don't think you can look like that and... And you know,
she seems very unhinged.
He just looks like the type of guy who is constantly cheating on you.
That face you just made is.
I feel like I've been captured on a ship against my will.
Yeah.
I'm like green.
Sloan, do you need to take a second?
No, I think I'm okay.
So it's happening. Okay, go.
Zach, I will throw myself down a flight of stairs.
Well, you don't have to. You can legally do it.
Oh, right. Without... Yeah. I always think I'm like in Mildred Pierce times. I forget. I don't have to pay like the butcher to give me a back alley borshi. All right. Anyway, back to the show.
Let's edit that out.
It's coming in waves. I'll just say that. Oh my God.
If it's not the dog, it's nausea. If it's not nausea, it's Rex. If it's not, it's like always something.
I am in a cold, you know, that like cold sweat you get before you throw up.
Yeah. No, you're making all the listeners nauseous.
I'm so sorry, everybody. Okay. I'm ready. I can talk now.
Everyone's like, I mean, I'm an empath, so now I'm nauseous, but I know it's not real.
No, nausea spreads. It's the most contagious.
It's a yawn. Yeah.
It's a yawn. It's a yawn of chunks.
Let me tell you, when you're at work and someone says, "Oh, I feel a little nauseous," you're like, "Oh God."
You're like, "Me too." Same.
We all have stomach bugs.
We're all gonna throw up. Oh my God. You know what? I would be pregnant. Like, of course I'd get pregnant right now. Like, obviously.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, back to the show. The show must go on. Okay.
So anyway, the movie had a $20 million budget. And it grossed $35 million.
Okay, so it wasn't a hit.
Not a huge hit, but like now it is.
I don't know anyone that hasn't seen it. It's on TBS
every day.
I want to tell you, like, I wasn't that excited to watch it, but I think you had the same reaction where, like, you suggested it. I said, like, yeah, sure. And then you were like, I'm really happy I put this on. And then once I put it on, I also was really happy it was on.
Because we've all seen it. We've all seen it all the way through. We've all seen it in piecemeal a million times.
You
catch it when you catch it and you just watch it. And it makes the movie feel 3 hours long.
When you watch it in pieces or when you watch it start to finish? Yeah,
there are so many memorable 5 minute scenes that you've seen piecemeal. So you just think the movie is 4.5 hours long.
That's really true. Like every scene is very memorable.
There's
really no like exposition. Like nothing like drags out too long. The beginning. No,
they're all 5 minutes. Oh.
Before J-Lo comes on. Okay. So the movie's really good because they give you J-Lo right at the start, but then they don't bring her back in because they focus on childhood.
For 30 minutes.
Yeah. So like, it's really good. If they hadn't started that way, I don't think you would have been hooked into the movie.
I agree.
Since you know she's coming back, like, I mean, you know, she's going to be in it, but like having it start the way it starts was essential to continuing.
It like pumped me up watching that first like 5 minutes. I was like, I am ready. I think I sent you a video. I was like, yes. Yeah. Like this is it. That theme too, that score.
Like just the cheering.
I don't know if you noticed like that, like score, it's not Selena music. It's like a regular movie score, but it's like incredibly nostalgic.
Is it just sort of like the sweeping, like, the crowd is ready, but it's like silent with just music over it.
It's like after, can you even like look for Selena, the soundtrack, or?
I think probably, yeah, I'm going to go with yes.
Come on, la flow. Sorry, you told me not to do that.
No, that's okay. It's okay. I was gonna add it in every time you said it.
The soundtrack is really sad. It's like not a score. It's just a couple of her songs. And then there's like an oldies medley by the people who played her father.
Oh.
So not only are we getting a flashback of baby Selena, we also get a flashback of the dad when he's like in his 20s and we have to do barbershop quartets.
I texted Zach and I said, I'm really excited for your notes on barbershop quartets because that's something we haven't discussed yet on the pod.
What a trope that was. I mean,
what a time. I feel like in the 50s, you couldn't throw a rock without hitting a barbershop quartet. Were they just lining the streets of the, you know, town center?
I actually don't think that that is a barbershop quartet.
Well, it was a trio, but like the vibe.
No, totally the vibe. But I feel like there was another name for people who would be like, shadoop, shoo-bee-doo.
How do we even look that up?
And then barbershop quartets were like,
bum, 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 bum.
Yes, exactly. It's two different noises.
What were the like, shoo-bee-doo?
Yeah.
Like what? How do we Google that? How do we do that? How do we look that up? I don't know. I guess I can call my dad.
So angry that you did that. Perfect. Why? And like our parents were like too young for that. So why were we listening to that? Like,
because there was like a resurgence, of course. we had to listen to it. Like we had to.
Oh my God.
Like, so what funny. Was that? I, you know what it was? It must've been like when Grease came out. I feel like there was probably a little bit of a resurgence in like
a little bit of a '50s. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, my grandparents are constantly playing like, what's the guy? What's the Moon River guy? Not Frank Ocean, but the old one.
I love the Frank Ocean version.
Henry Mancini?
I don't know. But yeah, my grandparents were, I mean, like we were always listening to like Frankie Blue Eyes and Nat King Cole.
And Mickey the Rourke. Jew. Yeah. Again, guys, I'm Jewish, so I can say Jew.
So, all right, listen, Mickey, I want to talk about my first time seeing this movie.
Okay.
My mom.
God bless her living soul.
She brought this movie home. She rented this movie and brought it home and didn't ask us if we wanted to rent a movie.
Your mom went out a lot by herself to Blockbuster, just FYI, or Hollywood Video.
Well, all of the other ones she would purchase at the grocery store for $99.95, like VHS.
$99?
Well, you know how at the grocery store, like when you bought a movie, it was always $30 more than it was like at Best Buy or something.
Oh God. Yeah. I forgot that movies were like crazy expensive. Like a VHS or like even a DVD was like $27.
Literally like at the grocery store was like $30 to buy a movie.
Yeah, it was. You're right. It was like crazy expensive.
So anyway, so my mom, I remember, rented this movie. I don't know if we had also rented movies, but she rented this movie and we all watched it as a family for the first time. And it was like right when it was released. So I had no idea who Selena was. I mean, I had heard her music on the radio. And are you okay?
I'm going to make it.
Okay. And every single scene, I knew my mom was like, well, she was shot and killed, unfortunately. Like, so whatever. And every scene I was like, is this it? Is this it?
Even when she was a child?
Is this when she gets shot?
She's like and then, singing like, in the living room, like, is a stray bullet?
Is this it? And then she, and then it happens. And I was bawling. It was the first movie I ever cried to. I was like sobbing.
At the end?
As a child. Yeah, at the end. I mean, I was a child. I hadn't watched, this was like one of my first like adult movies.
Uh-huh.
Where like their emotions were real. Mm-hmm. I also cried at Benji. I shouldn't say that it was my first
movie.
You
didn't cry at like Fern Gully?
No, I never cried at movies until
you didn't
this.
Cry at in Homeward Bound or in
Now I would.
Land
now
Before
I
Time?
Will. Nope.
You didn't cry in Land Before Time? I'm revoking your Pisces card.
There's something like sick, I think, about like when a kid cries in a movie, like a little kid is crying at a movie, I think that we shouldn't show that movie to them anymore.
I like blasted my son's senses away by taking him to see Sonic 2 in theaters. Like he was like,
people are really liking it. Was he too young?
Like my aunt took me to go see Hook when I was Rex's age. And she said, I like hid That's behind magical. The seat the whole time. Like I was so afraid. And she was like, oh my God, I've terrorized this child. She's never going to be the same. And like the whole movie, she was like, Sloan, we can go. And I was like, no, Aunt Joy, like I'm going to stay. And then after the movie ended, I said to her, you should not have let me watch that. And then when we got home, she was so worried. I was going to tell my mom like how scared I was. And my mom was like, how was it? And I said, that was the best movie ever. But Rex was like in his seat, like he was like freaking out. Like he was like, it was like frying his brain. It was so loud. And
he's been acting like he had a lobotomy ever since.
No, like I think I like scrambled him. And then he told me when we got home, he's like, I don't have any memories. He's like, all I can see is Sonic. He said to me, I can't remember playing with Baby William, which is his cousin. He's like, I can't remember playing with Baby William. I just see Sonic 2. I like replace every memory he's ever had with Sonic 2.
Which is my goal.
It's my goal for all of Earth is to have all your memories just be replaced with Sonic 2 because it is fucking, does it have like a 98 on Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah, people really like it.
You guys, when I tell you, as an adult, I'm telling you, watch Sonic 1 because it is laugh out loud funny, and then go see Sonic 2 in theaters because it is, I was I was laughing out loud, you guys, like laughing out loud. Do you understand?
I'm having this really scary vision of all the kids like hypnotized and blacked out and all the parents like, ah, ha, 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 ha.
It was very much like that. It was very, no, like the kids were, it was a little bit too intense action wise. I think also just, it was so, the screen was so big. And for some reason nowadays they've cranked the sound up to 4,000 million decibels. So you're just like, you're being just blasted. Like the THX.
Sloan and I were at the movies at the exact same time.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Experience.
Two very different experiences. I was seeing like a very quiet British period film in a 100-year-old theater.
Yeah.
And Sloan was in like the problem with society. Yeah.
Like, I was Sloan in the eye pick where it's like Rex asked me if we were on a plane. Like he was so confused. When his
you
with
just
his
fucked him up,
I fucked day. Him up. Like his brain got so scrambled. Then he was like, he thought we were sitting in first class on a plane because the seats do recline and they like bring you food. So it was very, it's a fun time. Except I'm not gonna lie to you guys, it was $300 to go to the movies that night. Like literally,
yeah.
I mean, I went with my mom as well, so it was four of us, and tickets are like $35 each, and then. The food, Rex and I spent $75 on food and ate like maybe, you know, I could have eaten more is what I'm saying. iPick food is amazing. iPick sponsor us.
I never heard of iPick.
It's just like one of those movie theaters where like you order food at your seat and then you have like a waiter.
Yeah, we have.
Seats lay down. It's incredible.
I like don't want that.
Zach, have you ever had it?
Yeah, there's a theater near us, but like, I want people to leave me alone when I'm at the movie theater.
They just bring your food and that's it. They don't like, you have to like,
I also
them.
Like, I know that you're going to think this is crazy, but like, I don't like to eat really at the movie theater.
No, I get that. It's like kind of annoying, but it's just
I like to eat. I like to get there like 20 minutes early and I like to sit and then and binge eat everything I've bought and yeah, then yeah. be ready to go by the time the movie starts.
I watched a TikTok the other day where there's this girl was like, I'm going to the movies, but we're going to have dinner first. Just something light so that I have room for all the movie snacks. She proceeded to eat about, I don't know, $300 worth of sushi. And I was like, this doesn't seem like a light
I usually
meal.
Go to dinner before the movies and I get angry because I'm like, I really would have liked popcorn, but I'm like way too full. So I'll just eat 8 boxes of Raisinets.
You won't get popcorn if you've eaten dinner?
Not if I've just eaten dinner.
I will never go to the movies without popcorn. Like it won't happen. I was really pissed because they put butter on the popcorn and I do not like butter on my popcorn.
I do.
Movie theater butter is just like, it just makes it wet.
It dries. You have to let it dry.
How?
It just dries. All of a sudden it's gone. It's weird.
Maybe I'm eating it too fast.
Too quickly. Yeah. You probably immediately go like this.
Yeah. I mean,
you tongue it.
Well, sharing it with my son was an extra wet experience.
You don't know where the moisture was coming from.
No. And then there was just like, when I got up from the seat, there was just like the amount of food everywhere. Like I had to start cleaning it because I was like, I can't let these poor teenagers deal with, like, I have to deal with this myself. Anyway, so back to Selena. Like, go see Sonic 2, guys. I'm not kidding. Like, you won't regret it. If you have a kid, if you have a kid in your life, or if you just like enjoy, this is Jim Carrey's, literally his best role. Like, he was born to play Eggman. I can't tell you how good he is as Eggman. Like, it's really... It's really
45 minutes
good.
Later.
So anyway, that concludes the part one of my Sonic 2 review.
Okay, I have a couple of facts.
Okay.
Okay. Yolanda Saldivar is eligible for parole in 3 years. So whoever wants
off.
To murder her, whoever
off.
Wants to murder her, let's go. Allegedly.
Let's fucking go. Yeah, we're not condoning violence, bro. But what a fucked up story. This is like, Josie, if you're listening,
bitch.
This is like, if we hire Josie, who is, I would call Josie like one of our number one Mummy Dearest fans. This is like, we hire Josie to run the Mummy Dearest like merch store, and then she murders us with Josie. If you're listening, I welcome it. I'm ready to go.
Imagine like our sweet baby fans that we love so much just murdering us on the streets.
Like calling us to their hotel to murder us. That'd be cool. Not for Selena, but.
I mean, yeah, no, she's like immortalized, but it's like.
The thing is, at what
cost?
Her career would have been like continued to be so iconic, like for sure.
Can you even imagine? First of all, we wouldn't have Jennifer Lopez. And I don't even mean it because of the movie, but like there wouldn't have been a need for her. Like there was, if there was a Selena's, like, first of all, there wouldn't have been a movie about her. So there, J-Lo wouldn't have done that. Would she have done Anaconda? Sure.
Yeah.
But we wouldn't have needed like this, like, like this pop sensation, like this Latino pop sensation.
Yeah.
That we needed a void filled.
I agree with you. I was thinking about J-Lo in this because like we were really hard on her in Anaconda. And it's like,
were we?
Yeah, we were like, we called her mediocre, which like she is.
Well, she is. Here's the thing though. She has her success based on mediocrity is like unparalleled.
It's like she is. Look, to do what J-Lo. Okay, let's back up. I think she's a top talent dancer. No denying that.
Of course.
Like
performer. Dancing, I would say like performer. I would just say performer.
She's an incredible performer. But, and you know what? I'm going to even give it to her. Like she was a really good actress in this movie. And she was really great in Hustlers. And she's great in that Out of Sight movie. But I just, even though I think she's great, it still feels mediocre. And I don't know why.
Because it's very monotone. She is great. She's great at certain things. And like the wedding planner. Amazing.
Made in Manhattan.
Amazing. She delivers heart. She delivers heart.
Yes.
And lips. Beautiful.
Her pillowy nose, lips. Her side profile is like the cutest. Her nose. I love her nose so much.
I think it's original. I think that's
her nose. It's just so cute. It's a very interesting shape. I mean, she's so beautiful to look at. Like she was so stunningly beautiful.
The looks she served in this movie.
Like bring back like that look, J-Lo.
The dad hats with the baggy shirts and the mom jeans. Oh.
Everything she wears in this movie is like things I see teenagers wearing walking to school in the morning. I know. I'm like, this is freaking me out.
I know.
I just tweeted like a few moments ago that Bennifer is engaged, Brittany's pregnant, and I saw somebody wearing low-rise jeans and a Von Dutch hat the other day. I'm like, what year is it? What year are we living in?
I don't know anymore.
I'm like so confused. Like, and it's all these kids that like weren't alive. They were babies. So it's making me feel like so
well, that was us wearing zoot suits, like that's and true. Poodle skirts.
That's really true. If your mom didn't sew you a poodle skirt, did you have a mom?
In sixth grade, if you didn't think you were like a hippie, like wearing like peace signs and yin yangs.
Oh, the hippie stuff.
The yin yangs.
The suede. I had like a suede fringe vest.
That's what I'm saying. We all were like hip, we were like peace. Girl power.
I had like these like ribbons that I would like wear as like headbands on my like straightened hair that was straight in the front but like kinky in the back.
It was only and like up. When you think about it, it was like 20 years prior. Like it to was, that
doesn't make any sense. But that's what's happening now, isn't that like 20 years ago? Oh,
like no. 30. Yeah, it was like 30 years. Yeah, so it's the same exact thing.
Oh god, that's upsetting to hear.
But... So the reason we're doing Selena is because it's the 25th anniversary. Of the release. I mean, we just missed it, but so it's like, it's just crazy. But anyway, okay. So Jennifer Lopez only made $1 million from this movie.
I mean, listen, if somebody wants to put me in a movie and pay me $1 million, I'll do it.
No, me too. Totally. She also lived with Selena's family to prep for the movie.
I don't think that's necessary, but
Well, she wasn't like a big star back then, so it wasn't weird. Like, it was just like some like random actress that's going to play her daughter, like living in the house. Like,
I don't. Okay.
AB.
I honestly have the energy of her sister. That's like me.
Aren't you a drummer? Mm-hmm. When she says girls don't play drums.
I was like, oh, don't they? Yeah, that's what I did.
How about the dad in tighty whities?
I mean, my dad wears tighty whities, so who am I to judge?
Wow.
I told you he wears them and he has like puffs. Every step is a puff of talcum powder that pops out of his tighty whities.
That's right.
What's it called? Gentleman's Club? What's that brand?
The it's green
like a
one?
Tall green bottle with like a fancy yeah. man and a cane on it.
Yeah, they use it at barber shops.
I'm surprised it's legal to this day. Like, I thought we like outlawed.
Can you even buy powder anymore?
Not for like babies.
I have like a lot of it in my room. Like
Gentleman's Club?
I have like Johnson & Johnson baby powder. Like for because what? I used to put it like in between my legs, like after the shower.
You and my dad, but doesn't it turn into like a paste?
No, it dries everything out.
So you like go from like, do you dry?
I would powder my balls.
But do you dry off and then powder?
Yeah. I would like dry off. Because you know how you're like tacky like for like 10 minutes?
Yeah.
So like I would like dry off in the bathroom and then walk to my room and then powder my balls.
How do you powder your balls?
You just.
Like, can you. But what's the okay, so you put okay, so this the top hand.
I would put it in my hand. I would put powder okay, in my hand.
So you're
hand.
Dipping your yeah, balls yeah, into the powder like a nail dip at the salon.
Sure, sure.
You're dunking.
I don't why know what you, that then, is.
Why yeah. don't you put the powder in like a container where you can like a powder puff, but just your balls.
Because you know puff. That powder, you know that when you touch powder, it's all over the room.
But that's what I'm saying. So how like, what's the situation where you're doing
it's just like a little bit of powder and you just like rub it all over. You never used powder?
No, I've never. Well, I don't have balls, so I've never powdered.
I know, but
balls.
You never like had to powder your inner thighs?
No, I've never powdered. I mean, maybe I should start.
Were we not using powder when Rex was a baby?
No, powder's bad for babies.
No, I know, but I didn't know if we knew back then. Isn't it kind it's of new?
Only like five. He's only Ten. 5 years.
Yeah. Why do I feel like he's like 38?
Well, because I think like they're not supposed to powder a baby because they breathe in the powder.
Yeah.
No. And their
yeah,
lungs
no,
were getting
I know.
Like asbestos.
I feel like that was like kind of new, right? Like maybe within the last 10 years.
Like yeah. Yeah. I mean, I definitely had like a very heavily powdered baby vagina for sure.
I also have Jack Black powder, like eucalyptus powder.
I'm just like wondering, the technique seems flawed. Like how much powder are you talking in the hands? And then do you, when you're done with like the first dip, do you then kind of do both hands and then like
it's
rub
not
it on
a
the
dip.
Sides?
It's not a dip. It's like, I take the powder and I like sprinkle it on my hand and then I just like rub my
balls.
Like my legs and balls.
Like the side where like soul meets body or like what?
Yeah.
Do you get
it.
The crevices? Do you like butthole or no butthole?
No.
So it's just
the
balls.
Last thing you want is a dry butthole.
You like to keep your butthole moist?
Just moisturized. I don't want a dry butthole.
So it's lotion in the butthole and then powder.
Well, I don't
balls.
Lotion my butthole.
What goes on the penis? Like honey or? What do you put?
Just
what's
the, like the residual powder.
What about, okay, you know, we have face masks. We have lip masks. We have eye masks.
Dick masks.
Like a nice, yeah. like a seaweed wrap for your dong.
Someone just told me, a person of color just told me that their penis gets ashy.
Yeah, I can see that.
And I guess I never like thought of that.
Moisturize it.
Well, then he said that he moisturizes it, but it always leads to more. Yeah. than he anticipated. Yeah.
Thing is also, if you're going to have sex with someone, you can't have like a lotioned up dick because that's going to affect
the second their mouth goes on it. You don't want to be, well, that too, but you don't want to be putting your mouth on a CeraVe dick.
I don't want to put my, I would rather a CeraVe dick than like a, I don't know.
A dirty, a
no, like
dick.
a Nivea body oil dick that tastes like, you know, chemicals.
Ooh.
Anyway, back to Selena.
I'm so sorry.
Anything
okay,
for Selena except for talking about Selena.
All right. Well, there's a scene, and I don't know if you noticed it, but it's like really quick. It's when they're on the roof talking, Selena and her sister, and the camera fades very briefly to her performing Dreaming of You, and then it goes back. And it made me cry.
I don't quite remember that.
Also, did you hear the Real Housewives of Miami theme song while you were watching this?
At what point?
The washing machine scene when they're dancing, when they're on the beach.
I love that scene. I didn't clock that it was Adriana Pura.
It's literally it. I'm going to send it to you. I'm not even joking. It's like the background music. I think they actually used it. I'm not joking.
That's hilarious.
I know. I was like, this is the song that I use on my Instagram stories when we promote the Miami.
That's
episodes.
Really weird. Okay. I'm interested in learning more.
Boosty-caca.
Okay.
Boosty-caca.
Boosty-caca. What does he say? He's like mente, loco de mente or something.
What does that mean?
It means like shit.
Crazy.
Like shit head. Like shit. This is like shit brain, basically. Like crazy shit.
Shit for brains.
Kind of like shit for brains. It doesn't really like, that's the thing about Spanish is it doesn't always directly translate. And when you try to translate it, it sounds like very cuckoo. But in Spanish, it makes a lot more sense. By the way, this movie made me want to really want to do Fool's Russian.
With who's in that, Jennifer? Salma Hayek and Matthew Perry?
Yes. It's really good. Wow.
No, I remember. I mean, yeah, that was like another one that was like on TV like every single weekend.
You couldn't escape Fool's Russian.
No. Isn't that a scene like on a bridge or like a dam or something?
Of course, there's multiple scenes. She gives birth on the Hoover Dam, obviously, between the state lines where she flips her lucky coins. There are signs everywhere, Alex.
I have not seen that movie in decades.
I have seen it all too recently, and yet I will watch it again because another trope we haven't talked about on this podcast is like 90s Pueblo style and like Coco Pelli sculptures everywhere, like the pan flute playing, spiky head, like metal, like.
Well, like that's like a 90210. Did you watch 90210?
No.
Okay. Like,
90210.
Like the Walsh's house was like a 90s Pueblo style.
What was the deal? Why were we doing, like, listen, my dad, where he lives in California, in the desert, it's all fancy Pueblos, which, you know, that's, let's not even get into that. To unpack that is too much. But it's like, what was the deal with Pueblos?
Pueblos, am I right?
Pueblos. Can't throw a piece of white plaster without hitting a Pueblo these days. Am I right?
And the roof, the clay with the
little,
roof.
With the little holes out the side, little wooden poles, little bougainvillea.
Why did people live in those houses?
I don't know. Like, I remember learning about, like, the Anasazi and, like, that. Remember when we did that in, like, fifth grade? We learned about, like, all of the, like, first Americans and, like, where they lived and, like, the styles of houses.
Well, Sloan, it's New England. We only learned about the Indians.
Right.
Who killed the pilgrims.
Right. I forgot about your version of history. But I remember learning about, like, how all of their houses worked and being like, that's so fucking cool. Remember the houses that were, like, built on cliffs and it was, like, every house had like a ladder to the next level and like they were all connected. It was
I always wanted to live there, but not.
So now we know why Pueblos were a thing. And everybody.
You're right.
And there we go. Would you want to perform at the Alamo?
Yeah. You mean like as like a showgirl?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Like Sloan and I actually are Sloan and I just signed a contract. We're going to the Ukraine to
USO Girls
perform. Yeah, we're going to be USO Girls.
It's going to be very much like when David Hasselhoff created the fall of the Berlin Wall. That's the vibe we're hoping for.
We're going to
get out there. We do a live podcast taping. We do like a classic Ukrainian film, classic Russian film on a star.
We do the routine with Ricky Lake from Mrs. Winterbourne.
Yeah. Sunny Side of the Street.
Yeah.
And then honestly, a peace treaty is signed.
And then it's okay. Called the Mummy Dearest Peace Treaty.
Like, we're going to win a Nobel Prize.
Brendan will be there.
Brendan, if he has time, he'll stop by. Okay, anyway, back to Selena.
Okay, the pizza scene. I, like, want that pizza so bad.
I haven't had a pizza served to me. Okay, the Tapatia holster. But first, I haven't had a pizza served to me on, like, a metal tin in so long. And I crave that feeling.
Because as Americans, we don't go out for pizza anymore. Like, if we're getting pizza, we're only getting it delivered or we're picking it up. We don't go out to eat. We don't go out for pizza. Like, that was such a thing. Like, you'd go out for pizza.
I don't want people to see how much pizza I'm eating.
Also, like, so the places that I order pizza from, you don't want to sit inside.
We have a lot of pizza joints around here where, like, sitting inside is, like, the whole experience. Like, we have some
really that's fun what I pizza miss.
Joints. Yeah, we have.
I want the plastic cups.
We have.
I want pizza the red plastic like cups.
Yeah, we have that.
Yeah, we like have it, but it's not. I don't
We've
know.
Got,
it's
like
not.
The cheese it's in few the and bulbous, far between. The bulbous glass with the screw top, and it doesn't really dispense. It's a little.
Nothing comes. You gotta bang it. Yeah.
And it's a little wet.
I want that so badly.
Oh God, that sounds so good.
And I'm always like, you don't agree with this, but I always get a side of blue cheese to dip my pizza in.
That is like, it just doesn't go. It doesn't match.
You haven't tried it.
But
you will not stop.
I understand the complexities of flavor.
Pepperoni with blue cheese is so good.
I just don't think I want, like, I don't know. I mean, I like tomato, blue cheese. I mean, yeah, actually, I guess the flavors do work. I'll eat a wedge salad with a cherry tomato and maybe like some fresh basil and a blue cheese
on there. I can't
stand
a wedge salad.
Excuse me?
That is like the most 1998 thing.
What do you mean?
My mom was like on a wedge salad. We ate wedge salads before every meal for like 2 years.
Hold on a second. What do you mean you don't like a wedge salad?
I just don't get it. I want, like, what are we doing with it? Why can't it just be, I need like a chopped. I need a tossed.
You toss it, you chop it yourself. Get to work.
That's the problem.
It's like when you go out to like, I don't know, like Korean barbecue and they're like, here's all the ingredients, cook it your fucking self. You're like, okay. No,
like, that's why I will not do that. If I wanted to cook my own dinner.
Yeah. I didn't really enjoy Melting Pot because I was like, I'm really hungry and I'm eating one bite of food every 13 minutes.
You know, it's so annoying.
But with a wedge salad, you just get in there and then you can create perfect bites.
I just want like a watery pizza place, like iceberg salad.
No, and I get that with like, do you like a creamy Italian vinaigrette or like a red wine Italian vinaigrette?
I like a house vinaigrette.
Because sometimes I got to tell you, like, I'm in a creamy vinaigrette mood and I know that's crazy.
I actually haven't had one in a long time, but I did like a creamy Italian for a while.
I was making a creamy Italian cracked pepper vinaigrette for a while during the pandemic, and it was really serving me emotionally. It was filling a void that I had.
I've only been having like Ken's House Italian for like the past couple of years.
I'm going to turn you on to something that's going to seem controversial. Seven Seas vinaigrette. Now, This brand may only exist in like my mind, but I believe it exists in stores.
It sounds very familiar.
it's like, it feels like one of those, like, it feels like the vinaigrette that like Sarah Jessica Parker carries around in First Wives Club and like uses on her salads. I feel like it's like a low fat vinaigrette, but it had these like chunks of like red stuff in it that was just very pleasant. I don't know.
No, but I'm wondering if that's the dressing that I was like obsessed with as a child, and my mom, and then like they stopped me. I was like really into this dressing, and it was a vinaigrette, and my mom would just keep buying it, and then they stopped making it, and I blamed her essentially.
There was another thing they stopped making from our childhood, and I hope anybody out there remembers this. There was a pack of extra gum that was like a dark pink. The flavor was, it was like called something, I think it was called classic bubble gum, but it wasn't like that cloying bubble gum flavor. It was like spicy bubble gum.
Sharper.
It was sharp, and it didn't have that like super sweet taste.
Was it almost like a raspberry?
Yes, exactly. It was like raspberry bubble gum, but it's gone.
I think I know what you're talking about.
And it was
it
like
thick?
Yeah, it's thick. It was a,
you're making my mouth like,
my mouth is watering. It was the most perfect flavor of gum, you guys. Like, you don't understand. Like, nothing came close to this gum.
I remember wanting to shove the whole pack in my mouth.
You could. Like, it was the way it coated your mouth. It was almost like floral tasting. It was like, you guys, it was on another level of bubblegum excellence. My mouth is like, I'm so sorry.
Anyway.
Okay, so Selena. Okay, the Tapatio holder. Did he have that on him at all times or just to eat out?
I imagine he had it on him at all times because you never know when the bagels are going to come out and you need some hot sauce or.
Yeah, that's a good point. I had a friend, a colleague at work, Joel. He was from Mexico and he kept Tapatio on his desk like at all times. Everything he ate, didn't matter what it was, Tapatio was going on it. Like, it could be pancakes, Tapatio. And one day we super glued the Tapatio bottle to his desk. And it was literally one of like the funniest things I've ever seen when he like went to reach for it. And like, he couldn't understand why it wouldn't come off the desk. And he just like held it. And we like all watched him, like, because when he left the room, we did it super fast. And we just like watched him like try to understand like the physics of what was happening. Like, it didn't occur to him that we were pranking him. And so he was just like holding it and then like kept trying to move it, but like was super quiet. And then just like looked around and he just said, "Something's wrong." As if like
the world
fabric. Like gravity was, something was wrong with gravity. Like, he didn't think we were pranking him. He like literally like, he was like, "Something's wrong." It was the funny. I have never,
like, the Matrix had broken.
Yeah. Like, he was like, "It's, I can't, I don't have any strength. I can't lift it." Amazing.
What job was this?
This is at Bang Bros. Our boss was like not that happy because like we did ruin a desk.
Oh, okay. I mean, was there not cum all over everything in that place?
Oh, there probably was. I wonder how many guys had to like go jack off in the bathroom for being like too,
because
horny.
They watched so much porn.
At that point, like when you watch that much porn, like a lot of the guys at the place complained, like, "I can't even watch porn." Cause it's like, one guy was like, "I have to watch tranny porn." And we were like,
porn is like very bad for you.
I mean, I think it like scrambled my brain as if it was a Sonic 2 situation.
It's like very bad for you. It's very bad for men in general. Like, it's really bad. So like the men that you worked with are probably like really messed up.
Pornhub to me is red bag Doritos, and then something like X Hamster is blue bag Doritos.
Yeah, but you find the good stuff on X Hamster.
See, Zach, that means that you are not okay. X Hamster is like,
that's disgusting. No, it's
that's
like,
that's wrong. That stuff is wrong.
Pornhub is like the only place that you can go. It's like classy. The only, it's classy. Like, everyone watches it. It's like something you can talk about at work. It's like not weird.
It's not.
But if like, you're like, I was on X videos like the other night, like that's where it gets like dark.
Like RedTube X videos. Like even if you're like, okay, I'm on YouPorn, it's maybe because like you forgot to go to Pornhub and you typed in the wrong
Or if you just Google something and the first one is YouPorn.
Google porn? You Google, what do you Google? The word porn?
Booby porn.
Big mommy milky boobies.
Big mommy soft, milkers.
Cuddly mommy shows you her big boobs in a Laura Ashley dress. Sexy mommy brings in groceries and gives you a hug after a long day at school. And makes stovetop stuffing.
That's the porn we need. Like, that's the ASMR we need. Sloan, that's your ASMR calling.
I'm gonna like be like a mom making you an after school snack.
That is such a good, since like every idea that you come up with, I see on the internet like the next day.
I'm gonna be making like bagel bites, be like, here's your bagel bites.
Kids!
Honey, the bagel bites are ready. You're playing Crash Bandicoot? Okay.
You have to be slightly like abusive, like slight, like.
I love the ASMR videos where it's like, the bitch from high school puts gum in your hair.
Ooh, I've seen some really weird ones though, as we all know.
Okay.
I'm like, I hope that nobody wanted us to talk about this movie.
No, here we go. Let's like,
but really the squared off nails though.
There were so many chunky, square, blocky brown nails.
Yeah. Yeah.
Loved that
the dark aesthetic. Lips.
God, bring back that 90s lip, like the huge MAC Spice lip liner, dark lip. I mean, that looked good on
this
everybody.
This scene, the stage scene where the stage is collapsing and she sings Comme à la Fleur, but then she goes.
Oh, those lips.
And then she takes it and she just smiles. Like she puts her finger on her lips to make everyone chills. Be quiet. And they all are quiet. Everyone's quiet. And she just has her finger on her beautiful big lips.
I love we're doing look. It. I love the look of a finger mushed up on a lip.
I was just gonna say, why is Elmer being so quiet?
Not for long, baby boy.
Comme à la fleur. That's like my favorite scene, I think.
I said to you that I wasn't happy with, like, she wouldn't have done that, but she didn't. I took it back. I was like, why did she have to? She didn't have to sing that to them. They know the song.
Yeah. So she's like, okay, we're going to do Comme à la fleur, but start it off slow. And she's like, Comme à la fleur. And they're like, okay, yeah.
Oh, Comme à la fleur. She's like crying. Comme à la fleur. That's the only time she sang in the whole.
That's the only. But like, honestly, the J-Lo versus the Selena, like, it wasn't like that much of a juxtaposition. Like, it was like nice.
She did it great. But the fact that they played all Selena singing in the movie. She just lip synced. Let me tell you something. J-Lo is an incredible lip syncer.
The best.
So I Googled it because I was like, is she singing? Because it's so good. Like, it sounds good. But
it's perfectly lined up.
She's so good. I wonder if she was singing and they just over.
I bet you she was singing. I bet you she was singing to the track, and she was also lip syncing to live performances. So these aren't even like album cuts, and this is the 90s, you guys. You couldn't just access a live performance on Apple Music or Spotify like at the drop of a hat. Like,
nope. Did I ever tell you what Paul used to do? He was in a Dave Matthews Band tape exchange where people would
You have to get a divorce.
I'm gonna list this as the reason. Like it's not like irreconcilable differences. It's Dave Matthews Band tape exchange.
The tape exchange.
So Paul just texted me.
He knows we're talking about it.
Our landscaper's name is Donnie, and I was like asking him, like, what do you want me to say to Donnie? And Paul just wrote back, the Don Dada. I don't know what that means. The Don Dada.
Okay, we have 15 minutes.
Okay, so
until Don gets here.
No, we have like an hour. Okay, or less, 45 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And 10:30, 10:45 is when he's coming.
Oh, okay.
The Don Dada. Okay, so she's an amazing lip syncer. Like, I want to watch her lip sync more now. I guess I could just go to one of her concerts. Boop.
Boom. Ayo. No, she's amazing. These, I mean, her performances, like the dancing, I mean, every performance, that's what I want. The bitty bitty bum bum, like montage is so good.
Her stage looks were so good. We haven't talked about like the casting of this movie is perfection. I love every single person they cast.
The chemistry is amazing. They all have heart. They all have pillow soft lips. It's like amazing. And the mom was only 3 years older than Jennifer Lopez. Of course.
When they like put the old wig on her, I was lolling.
It's like, come on. It's guys. Like,
you guys, that's come on now.
They didn't change the dad at all.
No. So funny. They were like, well, he looks the same, but we're going to put you in a gray wig and old granny glasses. And we're just going to run to Party City and get like the costume for the big bad wolf. You're not going to put on the wolf nose, but the hat and the glasses the and maybe a outfit. Bonnet is going to, yeah. And you'll be good to go.
Some she squared was, off glasses.
She was like a beautiful young woman. It was so I know. Stupid. What was she, 35 when she was playing a 6-year-old?
Literally, no. Well, J-Lo was 28. Oh, I think she was like 32.
That's ridiculous. She's so cute, that mom. What else is she She's in? She's
so cute. I don't know. I could honestly, like, none of them were really in a lot of things. Like,
so cute. Like the chemistry between everybody in this movie, I just like loved. Also, I like can never imagine like putting my arms around my dad and like giving him a kiss like that.
Well, that dad is particularly like unsightly.
I mean, no, I'm not talking about like being attracted, just like the closeness, like the physical closeness.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping
it's a cultural thing because like, I don't think like...
Should I be doing that?
No.
Okay. No. Like, I don't think it's weird to kiss your kids. I'm just saying that.
Oh, of course not.
But my family, well, my dad is affectionate. My mom is not affectionate. I'm very affectionate with Rex, obviously.
Both of my parents are very affectionate.
Well, that's so nice. Like, I think that's great. I think you should hug people.
My mom, like, will hug you. My mom has to hug you immediately upon arrival. Then she's got to take her purse off and her coat off and get settled. Then she wants to hug you again, but like for longer. Ugh. And then there might be like 7 hugs in the interim.
That's so sweet.
And then when she decides that she's got to leave or one of us is leaving, you get an initial hug. Then the coat, the purse, then you get your stuff. Hug. And then there's another goodbye hug.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love that.
No, yeah, it's amazing.
My mom, I once clocked on my phone how many times I had seen my mom without her initiating any physical contact, and it was 3 weeks. So it's just, you know, it's just different. It's just a different time.
Everybody's different, and there are reasons for that.
I just, like, can't stop hugging my boy.
Yeah, no, the kid, like my friend's kids are extremely affectionate. Like, so like, I don't think I should kiss them on the lips, but like one of them like insists that I kiss him on the lips.
Okay.
So I do it.
If you get the go ahead, all you need is that consent.
He's always like, and I'm like, yeah. Okay.
You just put on a little bliss stacks.
I put on a little cherry
Carmex and just. Get in there. Okay. Anyway, back to Selena, you fucking freak.
Okay.
Okay. Being American and something else is very hard to deal with, which obviously they address in this movie. Like they literally address it like verbally, but like the whole movie leading up to when the dad is talking about like, you have to, when you're Mexican American, you have to be more American than an American and more Mexican than a Mexican. And like, yeah. It is so hard to be.
She like, says something really American. Good about that too. And I forget what it is.
I don't remember.
Oh, she says something good about that. And I can't remember.
But it is so hard. It's like, what? Like, America's such a weird place because it's like,
American, no matter what, we're going to be mean to you.
Yeah. And it's like, America is literally a melting pot. Like, no one belongs here except for the first Americans. The
natives. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, for some reason, like, people in the South are like what we think of as American, I believe. Like,
I want everyone to stop breeding except for Native Americans.
Yeah, like we need more of that
we need more Native American. Like I knew, like
there's a guy annoying. On TikTok. I think his name is the Noble Warrior. Have you seen him?
No.
Oh my God. He is.
I don't want to cry though.
The profile of like Central Americans and people from like, how do I just like that profile where it's like that very strong nose and then the forehead's almost like kind of sloped backwards and it just creates.
Yeah, it's like natural.
It's the most, that face to me, that profile is the most stunning bone structure. It's like, it's so regal looking. I just love it.
It's just like, why? Yeah. So I work with like a really diverse group of people and so many times people will walk up to like people who only speak Spanish will walk up to one of the kids who maybe have like a darker skin tone than like me. Mm-hmm. And they'll just start speaking Spanish and like the kid will be like, I don't know Spanish. And the person who's like trying to communicate with them will be like very angry with them. Like, why don't you know? Like, you look like you should speak Spanish.
Yeah.
And it like, they're like disappointed in them. And it's like, and the kid then feels like really bad that like, he doesn't know how to speak Spanish. And it's just like this, like, and it's true. It's like, if you are an American, it's like, you're supposed to be Americanized.
Mm-hmm. You want to like beat the accent out of you.
Right. But then like your culture is like, you're an idiot. Like,
yeah. Your grandma's like mad at you. You're out. The elders in the community are mad at you.
They're like, what's wrong with you? Like, my best friend is Guatemalan and like he is being told constantly, like, you're speaking Spanish to your kids, right? And he's like, I mean, like, yeah, I get, like, I don't speak Spanish. Like his first language is English. So it's like, but people are like pressuring him to speak Spanish to his children.
Yeah. It's tough. It's really tough to grow up like, you're not really sure like what community you fit into, but Selena was so good at that crossover, like the press conference.
And she did it so cute.
Thing. Yeah. Oh. They loved it because she was like, como excited.
Yeah. And everyone was like, oh, beautiful little idiot.
She's a beautiful little fool. But like, it was really cute and charming. And she did like straddle that line so well. And like, do I like Tejano music? I hate it. Am I glad it exists? 100%.
Do I listen to Selena's album fully through? Absolutely.
Like the crossover album or like
all of
Spanish,
it.
All of it. We listened to a lot of Selena in my high school Spanish class, like her Spanish stuff. And we had to like translate it. And so that's when I became very familiar with Selena.
Tecnacumbia, yeah.
I really like her music.
Me too. I have like, no, like, I don't think I've mentioned this, but like Selena is like a big part of my musical.
Oh my God. When you were, if you were in the car in like 1995, six, it was like John Cicada and then Selena, like on like loop. And then maybe Richard.
I could fall in love with you and Dreaming of You were like,
I could fall in love.
Could you imagine that whole.
It's crazy. That song is fucking stunning.
It is one of my favorite songs of all time, I think.
Her voice that is like scene, honey.
That scene in the recording booth with her, with those lips and the way that she's like pursing them and like,
it's so
oh
beautiful.
My God.
I have chills.
I could watch that scene. I'm actually going to go screen record that scene right now. That scene.
Okay.
Why were they living in that small house?
Which one?
All of them. Like, they had become rich and famous, but they were, like Selena was still mowing her lawn with that push mower, like, in that small house.
Because Yolanda had embezzled all her money. Yolanda was fucking living Yolanda. In a castle. I don't know. Yeah, that was weird. I think maybe, like, in the olden times, people didn't, like, spend all of their money if they got rich. I think they just sort of, like, lived kind of normal. And she also, I don't know if she was in a like area where like
there were like mansions.
Yeah, like it might have just been normal family homes.
That's fine. It just seemed she was like very famous and wealthy. I'm like, people were chasing her through the mall, but she was just living in a regular neighborhood.
Oh my God. Hold on. Sorry. Okay. Anyway, back to Selena. When what, you go?
No, I just I used to sing these songs in Spanish in the backseat of my grandparents' car, and they thought that I was like a genius.
They were like, he knows Spanish.
They were like, listen to him singing Spanish. Like, this is amazing.
That's so cute.
And I was probably just sound like singing words that sounded like the words, like, but
you're like, le queso te fo nota.
I was like,
simple,
I can't even
see him. Escucha la silla.
I was singing Bitty Bitty Bum Bum. I like remember that.
Weird. And your grandparents were like, he really knows Spanish. You're just like, bitty, wow. Bitty, bum, bum.
I get bitty, bitty, somebody, bum, bum.
all of the people in my backyard just like heard me sing that and they are looking at me now.
They're like, go get her.
They're like, she likes it. Bring her out. But if I just went outside and I was like, hey guys, I'm bitty, bitty, bum, bum. We probably all just like get into it.
I do this bit at work where I play like a culturally inappropriate like college girl, like on Cinco de Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always like, yeah, we're going to get chips and queso.
Not queso.
Then she's like, oh my God, like we're only listening to Ricky Martin today. Like,
can I have Cinco de Mayo. Acida? The carne
Olay, acida? Bitch.
Carne acida. Yeah.
You guys, Marita? We're totally going to Senor Frogs tonight.
Okay, woo! Senor Frogs did have really top tier salsa, though.
Olay, bitches.
I do love a pico de gallo. This movie made me want Mexican food in a way that was unhealthy.
I've been to Chili's like 6 times since we watched this.
Okay, I said Mexican food, not Chili's.
No, but that's the type of, like, it made me want.
You wanted Tex-Mex.
I wanted, like, shitty Tex-Mex, like, so bad.
I mean, I just like support your local shitty Tex-Mex, not fucking Chili's. Chili's isn't good anymore. Chili's used to be amazing.
No, you haven't been recently. The vibe is exquisite.
No, I'm sure the vibe is exquisite, but like, I just want,
I want
them to bring back 90s Chili's.
It's back. I'm telling you, the music is all 90s ballads. I'm like, listen, if you're listening to this, I didn't go to chain restaurants for a very long time. I looked down on them. I thought I was better than them. Recently, for some reason, I've been having like weird cravings to go to them. Mm-hmm. And I make my friends go. They're like, well, I don't. And I'm like, just come with me. And then we were walking out the other day and we were like, why haven't we been going to chain restaurants?
Like, I'll always go to Cheesecake Factory, even though they took my favorite thing off the menu, which
that's like the highest end chain restaurant you can go.
It is. But like, I just want to know like what I did to deserve them. Their menu has 400 things. And they were like, we draw the line at this one item and we're taking it off.
4 cheese pasta.
Is that gone too?
I don't know. It better not be.
There's no way that's gone. No, it was the firecracker salmon rolls. They were my favorite thing in the whole world.
The Buffalo Blasters are literally like fucking sex.
I am like, I don't deviate from the plan at Cheesecake Factory. So it's been like really traumatic for me. I just want you to understand that.
I'm really sorry. That sucks. There's a Cheesecake Factory where I work. And so when there's like a work event, it's always like we're meeting at the Cheesecake Factory after work. So it's like, I know. So it's like exciting, but I've been on a strict calorie diet. So I was like, guys, I can't go. Like I literally can't go.
You're like, even Skinnylicious isn't right for me right now.
So then someone was like, well, there's a Skinnylicious menu. And I was like, fine, I'll look at it. And like, you honestly like can get like pretty decent meals for the calories. But like when they gave it, so I ordered like this pasta that said it was 500 calories, perfect for my dinner. They brought it to me and I looked at it and I was like, and I looked at the waitress and I go, you're lying to me. And she was like, what? And I was like, this is not 500 calories. She's like, no, it is. And I was like, no, it was a bowl of pasta. Like, I was like, you're lying to me.
It's a trough. You're just like a little piglet.
I was like, is this made of air? Like, is it screen printed in the back? Like, what is this?
How do they do it?
I don't know. I ate it all.
There's like,
you know what? It's a lot. It was like a lot of tomatoes. And I'm wondering if it was like tricking me.
they were amping up with tomatoes. Was there like a styrofoam ball in the middle and then they just like kind of glued the pasta around it?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
But then they bring that bread and forget it.
You guys, if you're going to Cheesecake Factory and you don't get brown bread and ask for a side of the ranch, you don't like, have you ever tried it, Zach?
No.
Can you get to a Cheesecake Factory in the next couple within of days?
Within 10 minutes.
Do you promise me with everything that we are as friends, you will in the next few days go to Cheesecake Factory, get ranch dressing with your brown bread. And
yes,
I need you to film yourself taking that first bite.
I'll do it Friday night.
Cheesecake Factory ranch is on another level.
I've ever had it.
You don't know what you're like. You don't understand what you're about to experience. Now, listen, this is a runny ranch. This isn't a thick ranch.
I like a runny ranch.
Same. The thick ranches are never it. A bunny ranch. God, you know what we should do for the Patreon? I forgot to tell you this.
House bunny?
Well, yes. But also, what if we did episodes of real sex?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't remember anything about that show. I mean, I remember jerking off to it when I was 11. But like, other than that, I don't.
That's why I want to kind of watch it and see what it's like to this day.
Yeah.
Or like
what was it on HBO?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I say we do an episode of Real Sex.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Okay.
So Selena. So you cried.
Selena roasting Yolanda's feet when they're getting pedicures. Did you see that part?
Yeah, it was cute. I watched the whole movie.
She was like being really mean about her feet.
Yeah, I mean, they were probably really funny. Like, gross.
No wonder she killed her. Like, it was like...
She was like... And also, Selena's like, pedicures on me once a week. I don't even think you need once a week pedicures.
Well, it's free.
I mean, I personally do because something is still going on with my feet that's very
unhealthy. How about the pretty woman moment in the dress shop? We all love that scene.
I literally wrote pretty woman.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's, I mean, like...
Pretty woman vibe. She's like... We don't need that.
We're not going to take the dress. And it's like a white blonde woman. What's going on here?
What? Like, I feel like they would have been like, can you get out of the store?
Not me. Like if Selena walked into my store, I'd be like, fuck all of you. I'm going home with Selena.
I want to say if I was ever like that level of famous, I would drive everyone around me crazy because I would sign I would sign everything. I would be there for 3 hours. Like I would hate to leave somebody. If somebody wanted to meet me, I would, by the way, I don't even open my DMs, but if somebody wanted to meet me, I wouldn't be able to be like, bye, sorry. I physically would not be able to do it.
I don't know how people, I actually think that I would have to get mean. Like, because like, I think I would eventually be like, I would try to be like, guys, like, you know, like I can't do this. Like,
no, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
So we're going to be on E! News.
That's true. You guys were not. Everybody's like, what? No, we aren't. Unconfirmed.
Well, I don't think we're going to be on E! News, but Sloan thinks.
One day, maybe if we work hard enough, we'll make it.
She has a really good collection of like dad t-shirts in this movie that I wanted all of them. They're so good.
Her belt, her jeans, like everything in this movie was like next tier. Her boosty de cacas. The cow outfits.
Mm-hmm.
The cow print outfits. Now that's something song that hasn't really come back. I can't remember what that was, but
cow hasn't really.
We haven't.
Cow hasn't
back.
Really hit the. Yeah.
It's hard to. I feel like I've seen like Emrata be like, I'm gonna do cow, but it's like unless you are like, I can't wear an animal print in my own mind because it's like, I'm worried about being shot. I'm worried about being hunted. This that's is the music, and like that's been playing outside.
Baila, baila esta cumbia.
That music, okay. Tejano music has the same place in my mind as reggae music, where it's like a forced mood, and I don't like forced mood music.
I know what you mean. Yeah, it's a forced mood. Except as someone who frequents like Guatemalan family parties, like that's what the mood is.
And I get that.
Baila, Baila esta cumbia, you know.
The thing is, it gives me like, living in Miami and being like, when you would go on like a boat day and all of the boats are tied up together on a sandbar and everybody's playing different versions of that song. So it's like just a cacophony of horns.
Yeah. I love it though. I understand. I don't like reggae music unless it's like a vibe, but I understand why people like it now, because like the second like Tejano music comes on, like my hips start moving with reckless abandon. Like
if I've had a margarita and it's like time, like I'm like, yeah. Like this is it. Yeah. But like, for example, my backyard's being redone and it's a lot of Tejano music during the day. But when I'm like inside, that's not like, it's not amping me up.
That's annoying. However, I'm surprised you haven't thrown on like a little skimpy outfit and just gone outside with some lemonade and started dancing.
I mean, I do have a sundress I can just kind of throw on, but
I think it's a good thing you and I don't live together, because like, yeah, it would be like a constant weird party.
You would make me go out there and like, I feel like you'd put me in like a little skimpy dress and like slap my butt and make me go out there and
from the doorway while I smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, like in the outfit Elizabeth Berkley wears when she has sex with Kyle MacLachlan, and it's like just spaghetti strap and like 1-inch long floral fabric, but yeah, it's like flowy. And it's just,
I want
like,
you to do the pool sex moves.
I will go out there and do that. I don't have a pool, but maybe I can get in the bird bath.
You should definitely get a pool.
I think we have space, but we would have the cost of building a pool in this backyard. We'd have to elevate it to such a level.
Oh, that's right. You live on a slope. What Sloan's yard looks like is like a rice paddy. Like, yes. You know, like when you're, maybe I'm wrong about that, but like when you're seeing those shots in like Asia, it's like in a movie, like, and it's levels.
Levels and levels and levels and levels. Right now it looks like bedrock out there, cause it's just the hardscape is being done. This is so interesting. I'll make sure to document this on the Mummy Dearest podcast.
Baila esta cumbia.
Okay, so let's get to the end. So seemingly out of nowhere, Yolanda enters the scene and then maybe 7 minutes later murders Selena.
Something I noticed about this movie is that I was like, have I been watching this for an hour and a half and Yolanda hasn't come on yet?
Yeah. So they hire Yolanda, I guess, once Selena starts making clothing, which like, where does she have?
Well, she hires Yolanda to manage the fan club.
Yes. And then
the other girl is in charge of the clothing, I think.
So then Yolanda like takes over, or Yolanda
there's like a store.
So was Yolanda just stealing money from the fan club?
The fan club. And like, yeah, there was like finance. I mean, yeah, like that ring part where she's like, why don't you give me the money and I'll go buy the ring.
She never gave her. No, but she gave her the ring.
She gave her the ring and then shot her. Hmm.
Shooting someone famous is like such a crazy thing to do.
This woman, when she gets out of prison in a few years, I'm like, in all seriousness, I honestly think she is going to be on a million talk shows.
I mean, yeah, which like they shouldn't.
Watch it.
Yeah, we just like as a society, like when things like that happen, we can report about the life of the person that was killed, but I don't think we need to get into the like the person that did it. They don't deserve that. And we like not glorify them, but just giving them any kind of platform is just like, it feels ick.
She's going to be on Oprah.
It's serving ick. They're going to revive Oprah. She's passed out.
Yeah, no, listen, like, I don't know. She's probably going to be murdered, I think.
We're going to get a 60 Minutes, I feel like, or an ABC.
It will definitely happen. Like, she will be on a television show. She's going to have a TikTok. She's going to have an Instagram. Like,
oh my gosh, there's a TikTok doing, like...
The Yolanda Saldivar TikTok.
I don't want to end up on Salvador TikTok.
It could go the other way, too. Like, instead of being, like, remorseful, she could just be, like, a bitch and be like, yeah, I did it.
I mean,
baila esta cumbia, bitch.
I can't fathom killing a famous person. That's just so crazy to me.
Like, there's a few famous people though that like I could.
That's true.
Definitely.
Oh. the Don Don's out back. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm coming out. I'm coming out.
Thank you guys so much for. Oh.
Sorry.
I did. When that rose comes flying at her and she misses it. And then it flashes right to her being shot, because I think J-Lo probably didn't nail the acting during like the standoff scene.
That's what I said to you. I was like, yeah. Is that the reason we don't see her in the room with Yolanda?
I would have liked
to see. I mean, I guess Yolanda could tell us like what happened. It's just like such a weird decision to like shoot her. It's like,
well, maybe we just don't know what happened. Maybe that's why they didn't do it.
And then like you get the parents falling in the hospital.
I was like sobbing. I sent Sloan a picture. Sloan was like, no, you're not going to cry. It's not as sad as you think it is. And then
I had
a stomach ache the whole time. I was like nervous.
You definitely like when you know what's going to happen to somebody, cause you're watching a movie about their life and death. It definitely, it is hard to watch. It's very sad to watch.
Okay, well now,
and I want to watch A Star Is Born again, so
okay, thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for bearing with us for that little hiatus.
Yes, we're back. My son is back in school, thank fucking God, and we love you all so much, so thank you for being here. And Zach, where can they find you?
They can find me at Zach Mellon on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. You can also find us at Mummy Dearest Podcast on Instagram.
Okay. Do you want me to tell you where you can find me?
I would love that.
Well, I'll be dreaming, but I'll also be on Instagram at I Am Sloan Steele and at Oh My Erotica. And also, you know what? I'm on Twitter, Sloan Steele. I've been coming in with some good tweets, I feel like.
You have been.
Thank you, right? Like, I'm kind of like stepping my pussy up in my tweet game.
Yes. Yeah, you really are.
Zach retweeted me.
It was worthy of it. I didn't just do it because I like you.
I think if I saw that somewhere else on the internet, I would have screenshot it and probably posted it on my own account.
You should start posting your good ones.
Okay. Should I post that one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna be brave.
Okay, bye, you guys.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Mummy Dearest Podcast. See you next time. And remember, don't read from the Book of the Dead.
What can we do? Do you need a new one?
Are you kidding me, man? This bumper is going to go on the wall of my garage, carnal. I'm going to put a little sign under it. It's going to say, this bumper was pulled off by the bus of Salinas.
Yeah, like
anything for Salinas.